If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
So my question of the week, but really it's been my question of about the past 2 months, ever since they announced that Hamilton is going to be coming to Chicago in September, is, Dean, you can get me tickets to Hamilton, right?
That's all you've been hearing.
First of all, I'm not a Ticketmaster window, number one. Number two, no, I cannot get you tickets. I can barely get tickets for me to go see Hamilton.
I was going to say, didn't you say a while back that you were unable to get to see it in New York?
In New York, I haven't.
Yeah.
I've pulled every string that I could possibly pull.
Couldn't do it.
It's just an incredibly difficult ticket. Now that we know, Lin-Manuel is leaving the show in July, a virtually impossible ticket. His last performance in July, ticket price for that right now, $10,000.
Per ticket.
Per ticket.
That's it?
Yeah. That's it. So, you buy, pay like for half of a car or go to a show.
Earnest money for a house.
Right, exactly. So the answer to that question is no, I cannot. They haven't even gone on sale here yet. Group tickets are gone. Can't buy group tickets anymore through Broadway in Chicago. The subscriptions are all gone. That's done. And the single ticket sales haven't gone on sale yet. I suspect they'll go on sale after the Tony Awards.
Where is it going to be playing?
I'm going to have to look that up. But I'm going to say I think it's the Oriental Theater.
The Oriental, okay.
I believe downtown. It's either the Oriental or the Cadillac. We'll look that up in a second.
All right.
Get that for you. But it's September, like September 27th, something like that. But I do have tickets for... do you want Hamilton tickets or do you want to go see The Sound of Music? I don't want to make it seem like it's inferior, because I'm sure it's a very nice production of The Sound of Music that is just opening at the Cadillac Palace Theater. These are a pair of tickets for this coming Tuesday night, June 7th, 7:30 show. So if you would like to go see The Sound of Music, just be the seventh caller on our regular phone line, 981-7200, 312-981-7200. Caller 7 will win those tickets. So we're happy to pass those out for you today.
I did exactly as you said, Pop. I held my head up high.
I know. You did everything just right.
Even before we got to town.
This is a little bit of Hamilton, performed, Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's going to be at the Private Bank Theater, formerly the Bank of America Theater, formerly the LaSalle Bank Theater. They change the name there like every 2 weeks at that theater, depending on which bank is willing to spend the most money for naming rights over there. But it's the theater that it's on, that's on West Monroe Street. And you can get more information on it at BroadwayInChicago.com. For when it's coming to Chicago, the reason that we're talking about Hamilton this morning is that it has been nominated for 16 Tony Awards that will be given out not this weekend, but the following weekend. And we always check in with our friend Michael Riedel, the theater critic, columnist for the New York Post. And Michael, very, very nice to have you on with us. Can you get us some tickets for Hamilton? A critic in New York, you must hear this like 20 times a day.
Dean, please, I love you, but stop bothering me for tickets for Hamilton. You're calling every other week.
You are about the only person that I didn't call for tickets in New York. I have called every PR hack that I know in New York, and it's an ungettable ticket in New York at this point.
Well, it is gettable if you're willing to pay those crazy prices from, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 now, especially as you just pointed out that they've announced Lin-Manuel Miranda will be leaving July 9th. I mean, I you know, it's an irony that that disturbs me. Here is a musical that celebrates diversity, right? I mean, all the founding fathers are played by a multi-ethnic cast. And I was at the theater the other night because, in point of fact, I can get tickets, Dean. And I looked around, and it is a theater full of rich white people.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right,
I'm afraid Hamilton is for the 1%. Much of Broadway, unfortunately, is becoming for the 1%. New York is a very, very rich city, and the richest people in the world are coming to New York. And if you're a Russian oligarch, you think nothing of taking your family for $40,000 to see Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton.
Yeah. Are there tickets, though, that are, you know, at least at one point were available, you know, last-minute tickets, the TKTS, which is the equivalent of our hot ticks here in Chicago, that kind of thing? But that had to be over a year ago and before the show really took off.
Yeah, those tickets never really landed in the half-price ticket booth in Times Square. I mean, from the moment this show started a year ago at the Public Theater, it had a lot of buzz and a lot of heat, and the Public Theater tickets were snapped up very quickly. And then by the time it moved to Broadway, most of the tickets were gone. And the sad fact of the matter is a lot of these tickets, as they do for many of the hot sporting events or hot concerts, they get into the hands of the brokers.
Yeah.
And then the brokers jack the prices up. And that means that only people with a lot of money can go to see these great shows. I mean, I think in the long run, it's terrible for Broadway because, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda did not grow up a rich kid, but he went to a lot of Broadway shows growing up and learned how to write a Broadway show and fell in love with Broadway shows because he could afford to see them. And now you're essentially saying to people, sorry, unless you're a trust fund baby, there are no tickets available for you.
Yeah, that's the case. And, you know, the same thing is happening here in Chicago for when it will open here without Lin-Manuel in the show. But still, it's the show, and I'm sure it's going to be just fine. But same thing. I mean, we've never seen tickets, you know, a demand for tickets for a show like this, and I suspect it's going to be the very same thing, is that the people who have the most money are the ones that are going to get to see the show. And the irony that you point out here is more than poignant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just, it's not healthy in the long term for the theater to be like so much else in New York City, in all great cities, in fact, only for the rich people. You know, I mean, the restaurants are just for the 1%. And nice hotels are for the 1%, and now the theater's for the 1%.
So, you know, will this show deliver on Tony Awards? They're not tonight. They're a week from tonight on June the 12th. The show nominated for 16 different awards. Lin-Manuel himself nominated 4 times next week, right?
Yes. Well, he's nominated for his book and his score and his performance and, of course, Best Musical. So that counts for 4. Funnily enough, though, when I saw the show last week, the show that you couldn't get into seating.
How many times have you seen the show, Michael? Just so my hatred will be completely justified with you.
I've seen it 3 times.
I hate you. I hate you. I'm sorry we've just run out of time. Look at the clock. We have to go. 3 times. Oh, good for you.
But, you know, I have to say, I am not as big a fan of Hamilton as my fellow critics are in New York City. I think the hype is overdone. I think it is overrated. It's a very good show. It's much to be admired, but I didn't find it as emotionally engaging as, say, The Color Purple, which, by the way, is my favorite musical on Broadway right now, and to which you can get a good seat at a decent price, and it is not to be missed if you're in New York City. But Hamilton will win a number of awards. Funnily enough, though, when I saw the show the other night, I thought the least interesting performer was Lin-Manuel Miranda, because he's surrounded by an absolutely first-rate cast. I mean, some of the best young actors you will ever see on Broadway. And Lin is not an actor. He's, you know, he's a charming personality on stage. But acting is not the best thing that he does. And he's a little overwhelmed by the cast who's working on, you know, all cylinders these days. And I do believe he's going to lose the award for Best Actor to his co-star, the absolutely terrific and incredibly charismatic Leslie Odom Jr., who plays Aaron Burr in the show.
Yeah, and it's the, you know, the case. I mean, they're coming into this with, I believe, a record number of nominations, but there's no way that they can come out of it, even if they win everything. They can't win everything because they're competing against each other in many of the categories.
Exactly. And they're not going to win every category, even in which they're not competing against each other. And I do not believe that they will topple the record of 12 Tony Awards that Mel Brooks will continue to hold for that great musical, which began in Chicago,
right.
The producers.
Yep. That's that was a pretty amazing show. So which ones do you think that Hamilton will win?
They're certainly going to win Best Musical, Best Score, Best Book. I suspect Leslie Odom, of course, will win for Best Actor in a Musical. Renee Elise Goldsberry, who's terrific in the show, will win Best Supporting Actress. But Philippa Sue, who is up for Best Actress in a Musical, I think will lose to Cynthia Erivo, who's the overnight sensation on Broadway as star of The Color Purple. She looks set to win that award. And they probably, Best Director will go to Hamilton, I believe. And, you know, in the end, it's not going to matter how many if they win. 8, 9, or 10, it is going to be a night that celebrates fundamentally Hamilton. And the other shows have accepted the fact that they're going to be overshadowed by Hamilton. So with the smart producers like Andrew Lloyd Webber, who's got a terrific musical, School of Rock, on Broadway now, and Scott Rudin, the producer of Shuffle Along, another good musical, what they're concentrating on is putting on the best 4 minutes on that telecast to display their show under the belief that nobody can get tickets to Hamilton. But if they're watching the Tonys and they say, hey, you know, that's a Shuffle Along looks great. That School of Rock looks great. We can't get into Hamilton for 5 years, but we're coming to New York in 6 months.
Yep.
Why don't we see School of Rock? Why don't we see Shuffle Along? So they're hoping to scoop up spillover business from Hamilton.
Jennifer Hudson is still in Color Purple, right?
No. She left just before the Tony Awards came out, in fact, and has been replaced by the brilliant Heather Headley, whom you may remember from Chicago when she starred in Aida, which
absolutely.
Is right out of Chicago.
Yeah, longtime Chicago actress, yeah.
Yeah, she went to Northwestern, in fact. And Heather's terrific, absolutely terrific. But,
right.
I mean, I tell people all the time, because they say, oh, can you give me tickets to Hamilton? No, I cannot get tickets to Hamilton. All right, let's not even have this discussion anymore.
Right. I've had T-shirts made that I wear all the time that just say, no, I can't get you tickets to Hamilton. So try to avoid some of the questions.
I have a T-shirt that has Hamilton, and there's a red circle around it, and a splash for Hamilton.
That would be a good one, too.
But I tell people, look, there are a lot of other shows on Broadway that are worth seeing. So it's not only Hamilton out there. In fact, in addition to School of Rock and Shuffle Along, there are some terrific plays. The play called The Humans, a great new American play, which I think is going to win the Tony Award, is well worth seeing. I think Frank Langella is giving a brilliant performance as an elderly gentleman suffering from Alzheimer's in a play called The Father. Frank is one of our great, great stage actors, and he's at the top of his game. And I think Jeff Daniels in a play called Blackbird is not to be missed either. So there's plenty going on out there.
Yeah, let me take a quick break, and we'll talk about some of the other categories for the Tonys and some other shows that you might recommend. And also our friend Michael Riedel with a brand new book out that's called Razzle Dazzle, The Battle for Broadway.
The honor to be your obedient servant, A. Dot Burr.
Mr. Vice President, I am not the reason no one trusts you. No
a little
one
more
knows
from
what you
Hamilton, likely to be the big winner next Sunday, the 12th, at the Tony Awards in New York City. Michael Riedel, theater critic for the New York Post, on the line with us. And who else do you think might be some of the big winners next week, Michael?
Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier, this wonderful new American play, The Humans, is going to win the Tony Award for Best Play, and it has a really first-rate cast. The wonderful actor Reed Birney, who is up for Best Supporting Actor in a Play, I think he's going to win. And terrific actress Jane Houdyshell is up for, I believe, she's Best Supporting Actress in a Play, and I think she is going to win. Tough race between two great actors, Frank Langella and Jeff Daniels. If I had to tip my hand, I think Jeff Daniels has a little bit of an edge over Frank, but that's going to be a real nail biter. So those are some of the races to keep your eye on. I would say that overall,
celebrate
Hamilton.
Best revival of a play category. It's Arthur Miller's The Crucible, Arthur Miller's View from the Bridge, Blackbird that you talked about, Long Day's Journey into Night, and Noises Off. Do you think Blackbird will be the winner there, you think?
No. I think it's going to be A View from the Bridge, which is no longer running on Broadway, but the Tony voters I've talked to really were impressed with Ivo von Hova is his name, who's a European director. He brought a new, highly stylized interpretation to that classic Arthur Miller play that people seem to want to reward. And also, I think Jessica Lange, who is quite brilliant in a rather spotty production of Long Day's Journey and Tonight, but she is the high point of it. And I think she's going to win for her performance as Mary Tyrone.
Yeah, I was looking for some Chicago connections here. And I see that our friend Michael Shannon, Chicago's very own, nominated. You don't think he's going to win, I guess. Huh?
No, his performance drew mixed reviews from the critics. Some of the critics complained that he didn't seem to be part of the Tyrone family in this play, that he seemed a little too modern in his sensibility. So I don't think he's got a shot. I really don't.
Okay. And Laurie Metcalf, who is starring in a production here in Chicago right now at Steppenwolf, she's also up for Best Actress for a lead role from Misery.
I would give her a special Tony just for having to play opposite Bruce Willis in the show, who couldn't remember the lines and had an earpiece the size of a walkie-talkie in his hand throughout the whole time. I mean, please, the play's about 90 minutes. The guy, in Misery, we know the story. The guy's in the bed for most of the play, so he didn't have to learn the blocking, but he couldn't learn the lines either. And, there's not much of an actor up there, and I got to give a lot of credit to Laurie Metcalf for carrying that show with a guy who can't remember the lines and was too busy, fiddling with his radio frequency in his ear.
I can't wait to talk to her to get some of the behind-the-scenes stories on that. Tell me about Razzle Dazzle.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's a book that came out from Simon & Schuster in October, and the idea of it is that, we think of Broadway now as being robust, with Hamilton having an $80 million advance and all these big numbers that Broadway posts. But if you go back to the 70s, when my book begins, Broadway was in dire shape. You may remember Times Square of the 70s being at the Times Square of Midnight Cowboy and Taxi Driver. It was not a place where you took the family to see The Lion King, believe me.
Right.
And Broadway itself was really falling apart. The theaters were empty, and many of the big companies like the Schubert Organization were on the verge of bankruptcy. And my book is about the people in the shows that turned Broadway around in the 70s. People like Michael Bennett with A Chorus Line, David Merrick with 42nd Street, and Peter Schaffer with the great play Equus, and ultimately Cameron Mackintosh and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who came in the 80s with Cats and Phantom and Les Mis and Miss Saigon, setting the stage for the boom that Broadway is enjoying now.
Yeah, the transformation really is amazing. For those of us who remember the really seedy days, and how it's become such a family playground right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's unthinkable. I came to New York to go to school in the mid 80s, and I remember walking down 42nd Street and looking at this beautiful but decrepit old theater that looked like it was about to fall down, and it was the New Amsterdam Theater that today is owned by the Walt Disney Company, and that's where Aladdin is playing.
Yeah, that's really, truly amazing. The book is called Razzle Dazzle, and you can find it on Amazon and places like that. Always great to chat with Michael Riedel from the New York Post. You can follow him, Michael Riedel, R-E-I-D-E-L-N-Y, on Twitter. And Michael, have a great Sunday. Have a great Tony Awards next week. We'll talk with you soon.
Dean, thanks. Just email me about those Hamilton tickets and I'll take care of it.
Have I mentioned how much I hate you? I cannot remember if I mentioned it earlier in the conversation. Thanks, Michael.
It's a pleasure, Dean.